Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with the blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now. Good evening, everybody. This is Doc Martin on Maximum Medicine Radio with my good friend Lizzie Rose. And it's evening here on the East Coast where we are. Lizzie's in Woodstock, New York area, and I'm in Pennsylvania. And we're here today to talk about magic and how do things show up the way we dream them and we think that's a surprise. And I want to talk about why is that a surprise? Maybe that is how we are meant to live. Maybe that is our default. So Lizzie, welcome. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So Lizzie, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your journey into the healing profession and how to get in touch with you and all that good stuff.
Sure. So my name is Lizzie and you can find me at my website, which is magicisreal.org and on Instagram, magicisreal_Lizzie. And through my website, you can find all the other stuff like my email and all of that. And as far as my journey into healing, Sharon, I feel like it's probably a very similar story to a lot of people where, you know, you spend a bunch of years unhappy, dissatisfied, anxious, depressed, whatever your list of symptoms is. And sort of wondering if things could be better.
If there's more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if there's more. And, you know, the way I like to talk about it is life should feel good. So if you're not feeling good, if you're not enjoying yourself, if you're not feeling joy and pleasure and satisfaction, then there's something to be shifted. And so for me, the sort of opening or awakening happened in a yoga class one day in Brooklyn when all of a sudden I had this feeling of peace and contentment inside. And I said, what was that? Whatever
Grab
that
it
is,
and hold on.
Whatever that is, I want more. Like I had never felt it before, not in a very long time. And so I immediately started chasing that and learning as much as I could about meditation, chakras, really just whatever sort of popped into my mind, I would start researching it and asking people about it. And one day I was very seemingly randomly reconnected with an old friend who introduced me to a big group of people doing the same thing that I wanted to be doing. And that was really the start. That's when I learned Reiki that night. The first night I met those people, I said, I want to learn Reiki. I had never thought about it before. The words just came out of my mouth. And that was sort of the beginning of the journey. And it's continuously evolving. You know,
there's always more to learn, isn't there?
There's always more to learn. And it goes in different directions I never would have expected. Like just because you're on a spiritual path or you're on a growth path doesn't mean you continue going in one direction until you reach the end and now you've learned everything.
Right.
There are so many different directions to go in. So that's my favorite part, is I'm just continuously surprised about the things that show up and end up being really a big part of my growth and my journey and my career as a healer.
And that's what, well, for those of you listening in, I met Lizzie, how long ago, Lizzie? 6 years, easy?
Maybe it was, I think, 2014 or 15, 2015, I think. Mm-hmm.
We were taking a class together. And since that time, each of us has done our own learning, spiritual learning, growing, getting smarter about the world around us. And Lizzie has evolved into really a very, very magical healer. And incredible intuitive, and an author. So she's written a children's book, and she is knows all kinds of things about good cooking. So it's it's wonderful to have her here. And what we want to talk about today is about magic. Mm. And Lizzie, we have a few minutes just to give the intro.
Sure.
Like, tell everybody, what do you think of when you, I mean, magic is such a broad term. What do you mean when you say magic?
I mean the awe-inspiring stuff that you sort of didn't think was possible, and then you learn you can do it. That's mm-hmm. the short version. But, you know, in preparing for tonight, we looked, and I've looked at this before, at the definition of magic in the dictionary, and it says the power of apparently influencing the course of events by using mysterious or supernatural forces. So first of all, they say apparently. They don't even know what it is, right?
Right.
And so my version of that, if I were to put that into the words that I believe, it would be magic is being in command of your world and using the natural world and natural systems around you to stop making things harder than they are and start making them easier.
I love that, because for me, magic, and it's a buzzword that's in the spiritual, new age spiritual things nowadays. And it's about manifesting. It's about being, as you said, in command of your place as a human in mm-hmm. this galaxy, in this universe, and calling on relationship with all the forces around you to make things turn out the way you want them.
Yes.
And that way your life flows, doesn't it?
Yes. And I think what we'll probably end up talking about a bit more today is the difference between being in command and being in control. Right? It's not always, I'm in control, I can make this thing happen exactly how I want it to. It's about, I understand my place in this system, and I understand how these systems work, and I'm moving forward for my highest good. And what happens in that space, in the letting go of control, is an opening up to mystery, and that's where the surprise happens. That's where the magic happens.
I love that part. And I'm reminded that there are many things that we are not in control of, because as everyone knows, there are forces on the earth. If you think about weather, if you think about the fires in California and the floods here, you know, we are not in control, but we do have some command over our life and the path, because when things open up, we make a choice to step in and join up.
Yeah.
Or to listen if something says, I really think you should go left in this decision, or whoa, don't pick anything right now, hold tight.
Yes.
So I would love it if we could hear from callers today while we're talking about this, and our listeners, and see, what do you guys think of magic, and how have you all of a sudden been hit over the head by something incredibly magical? Mm-hmm. And later, Lizzie and I are going to talk about what we can do to make that happen more. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And Nate is our producer tonight, and he's going to either hold you if we happen to be on break, or patch you in and join us in this conversation. So, Lizzie, I really like that idea that magic is the mystery and the surprise, but I really want to emphasize that I don't think it's outside of us. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I think that it really is the magic that we make, and it's the magic that we find. The magic is there. Well, I think it's everywhere. I think it's inside us and it's all around us. And it's how we choose to engage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because that's where we have command.
Yes.
How we choose to engage. We may not control the whole universe coming at us. But we don't control. I won't say may. We don't.
Definitely.
But
not.
That command is us knowing the power we have over our own destiny.
Yes. And that's, and maybe this is what you meant a moment ago, and this is, I think, worth emphasizing. We all do have that magic inside us. We all do have the ability. So if you are thinking, if you're listening to this and thinking, well, I don't feel magical, it's there. And, you know, the work and the healing and the sort of the effort comes in unwinding and unlearning so that that natural magic can be exposed and can come forward.
Yeah, I like that. And Lizzie and I are going to spend the rest of this hour, maybe not in the way I chronologically tell you about it now, but talking about how we can regain that command and regain that ability to bring more mystery and more things into our lives without being so surprised anymore. And we're going to take a little break. And Lizzie, when we come back, remind me, I don't want to forget, for you to tell everyone about the free giveaway you're offering.
Oh, yeah.
When we come back. So we're going to take a break shortly. And then when we come back, get back to talking about human capacity and magic. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem
you or area of your life that you're looking for guidance on, we can use the cards and any other methods that are in our toolbox to get clarity and direction for you on that area of life or that specific question. And 20 minutes is sort of enough to dive in and get some clarity. You know, it's not maybe enough to fix everything that's feeling wonky, but it's a good amount of time. And the way that you would get that is go to my website, magicisreal.org, and you can book online, find the 20-minute clarity call or card reading, and use the discount code MAXIMUMMEDICINE, all in caps.
So that'll get it for you free. So, for those of you who are just meeting Lizzie, I'm sure once you taste that, you'll want to work with her a little more in depth. I have seen some of her clients who have evolved into amazing, they were already amazing women, but they've really come into their own with Lizzie's guidance. I haven't met any of her men clients, but I'm sure they have evolved as well. Yeah. But thank you for that gift, Lizzie.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love meeting new people and supporting their journeys. So please take advantage of it.
All right, perfect. So Lizzie, what is the truth about humans and magic? We see it on movies. You know, I just remember Fantasia, and you have a wizard or something that feels so outside us.
Yeah.
What do you, I think we've really got it inside us.
I think that magic comes from a state of alignment and understanding. So I think that when we understand the way we work as humans and the way the world around us works, that it gives us an understanding that allows us to operate with more ease. And when we let go of the tension and the worry and the control, and we allow more ease and we begin to operate in this more easeful, easy, joyful, joyous way, things just line up. And I don't have a scientific explanation for that, but I have a lot of evidence. And you know how it happens when all of a sudden you let go, you surrender, you say, you know what, I just can't worry about this thing anymore. And everything just, it lines up. You know, we use the term synchronicity a lot. When things just sort of line up, make sense, and all of a sudden everything's working for you. And so I think that we tend to get in our own way a lot by worrying or thinking that we need to know everything. And one of my favorite things to say is, I don't know. I love not knowing, because when I don't know, I can learn. If I think that I know and I'm really caught up in knowing and being right,
there's no space to change.
There's nowhere to go.
Right.
You can be right just in that one spot forever, you know?
So, you know, when you say alignment, I'm always brought back to, for me, and I'm sure for you, but the importance of being in harmony with the earth and nature. And the small amount of knowledge I have of having been with other cultures. I'll take the Peruvian, the last remaining Inca. They walk in harmony with the land. Even at 14,000 feet, they're walking barefoot in the snow. So, but they surrender, they say prayers, they make prayer bundles. And that to me, that release of your own human mind decisions of how it should go. Instead, they're really in the space of saying, okay, here's what I'd like, universe. I offer you my gratitude ahead of time for what I'm sure you're going to give me. And they're constantly in that. And I would call that a form of alignment.
Absolutely. And you know, there's there's the sort of very obvious alignment, maybe not obvious to everybody, but let's say a really direct alignment where you think, oh, you know, my environment is in winter. How can I embody winter? And there's that sort of direct correlation with what's happening in the earth. And there's also just taking the lessons that we learn from the earth and applying them to our life. So one of my favorites is using the moon. And you look at the moon and you've got a sliver, just a little sliver of the moon. And you don't get mad at the moon for not being full, but you will get mad at yourself for not being X, Y, or Z that you think you should be in that moment. And so I love the moon as a reminder that there are phases of the cycle. You will always come back around. And so it's, for me, a beautiful example of accepting where you are in this moment. Rather than try to change it, be where you are and see what kind of freedom that opens up for you when you stop thinking you should be somewhere else.
And I'm going to extend that to talk about when we as humans see ourselves as part of something bigger, namely the cycles, the rhythms of the earth, the seasons, another creature on the land, along with the deer, the horse, the dog, etc. That in and of itself brings you into a flow when you have that awareness. And then you're sort of carried along, synced up with something bigger. And I use the earth, the stars, the moon, the sun, something bigger moving, and I'm going to join. And as I join in that and be part of that, I do believe there's an energetic at the basis of that.
Absolutely.
It's not just a thought concept. You are actually embodying a particular energetic that is in the flow of what's going to happen anyway. And when you're in that flow, then the magical appears before you.
And I would venture to say that you're in that flow anyway, and it's letting go of the resistance, right? When you decide you're in your own little world and it's your thoughts and your beliefs and your, you know, that control thing again, and that's what your world is, you're cutting yourself off from what's outside of you. But if you let that go and you become, like you're saying, a part of this bigger world, it's easier for you to be in the flow that you are actually naturally a part of.
Right.
And so that's where we get to that. We're just undoing the conditioning that takes us out of our natural state, which is in this flow, and that flow is what allows for the magic. And so, you know, in the world around us, we see balance, we see cycles, we see giving and receiving, we see evolution. These are things that we are meant to embody. There's a TV show that I watch and love, and it's Heartland, and there's a Mongolian shaman on an episode of Heartland, and he explains what he does by saying, I look for balance, and when I see imbalance, I try to bring balance there. And I thought, well, that is the simplest and most sense-making way to talk about it.
Right.
And in that balance is where we find this magic, this awe and excitement and things going your way when you didn't make it that way.
Right. You know, one of my favorite word, I was listening to a spiritual call a few weeks ago, and the woman used the word equanimity. And that's been my word now for a couple of weeks. And that ability to kind of like be on the magic carpet, where if the waves go up and down and up and down, you just keep your equal balance. And so that Mongolian shaman was onto something, because if I try to find that equanimity spot inside myself, well, at the very least, there's a whole lot less suffering, because I'm not all caught up in anxiety and all that.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
In a minute or so, we're going to take another break, but I just wanted to add something to what you said. We are so conditioned. We are so taught such limited rules and thought patterns that, and that's why I think you and I both love the idea of learning more, because the more we learn, we really expand that box that we're in. And that, for me, learning that we are a part of this bigger thing and that we are in rhythm with it instead of this box. Anyway, so I just love that. So we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, Lizzie and I want to talk about, she's worked with magic and with her clients for some time now, and I want her to talk about those clients that have, quote, got it. Mm-hmm. What characteristics did they have that they embodied? And then how would she advise somebody to get more magic or to be in the flow of magic? And then just reminding everybody, at our last segment, Lizzie's going to lead us in a meditation. But for now, we'll take a short break and then we'll be back in just a minute.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Those are the things that tend to cut people off from magic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tend to talk about magic in a very practical way. I don't talk about it in a very magical way. So I just want to also insert that the magic is real. The feeling is that opening, that bursting of the heart, that tears coming to your eyes and you're not sure why, that awe at the thing that you're looking at, that you know, stopping in your tracks and going, oh my gosh, that's beautiful. That's the magic that I think people should be experiencing on a daily basis. And if you're not, I think there's an opportunity for you to be.
You mentioned something that struck me, and I think it's really important that we all have to learn better. And that really is good boundaries. And not to make ourselves separate from others, but everybody has their own soul journey. I get this a lot in my medical practice where a person is diagnosed with lung cancer and still refuses to quit smoking. And their spouse or their children are so upset and so angry and so topsy-turvy over that. And the bottom line is, there are things that each person's, that's their choices and their soul journey. Mm. And we dig into everybody else's business when the truth is that's something you want to talk about, not having control. We do not have control over someone else's destiny or path.
Or choice.
And we can guide or suggest, and they may choose to honor our request because they value our wisdom or they love us, or maybe they're scared of being booted out. But that's what I mean by the boundaries, is getting so tangled up in everybody else's stuff.
I think it's so important to get really familiar with and comfortable with determining what is you and what is yours and what is not. And that's not so easy because we're not really taught, or at least my generation, your generation, we weren't really taught that as a fundamental skill. And it's time now that we're teaching that as a fundamental skill, and we need to be doing it and modeling it for children too.
And so, I think also, especially in America, we have this, and maybe it's all humans, I don't know about other countries, but we have this idea that if we're not worrying about somebody or caring about somebody or involving ourselves, then we are selfish. And then we keep doing it and we become martyrs and caretakers and enablers, et cetera, when the truth is, I remember Wayne Dyer said once when he was driving in his car with his kids and they saw somebody homeless and he stopped to give them $5, and they had this discussion of when you intervene and when you don't. And the bottom line was, if you want to do it to make you feel good, do it. But you're not doing it because they need to make sure they use the money for this or all these other reasons.
Right.
Do it because you want to, and then drop it. Because the truth is, the world isn't going to change. That small act.
Do as much giving and caretaking as you want without it putting, you shouldn't be taking care of somebody else at the expense of taking care of yourself.
Yeah. And there's that idea of having your give take ratio out of balance.
Right.
Because we do that. We all do that. And I work with a lot of women. So I'll just, and I'll say this as something I've observed in women, but that idea that we've got to caretake them. Mm-hmm. I have that in my practice all the time. When in my medical practice, the wife will come with the husband and they'll be nagging for he didn't do this and he didn't do that. And they know the medicines and they want him to take it. And they spend all this energy trying to steer this steamship that's going one way and it's not changing.
Yeah.
And they're all tangled up. And anyway, it's so boundaries.
Yeah. And I can go into, if you'd like, sort of, you know, what are the things that I see in people who are experiencing magic.
Give us a few minutes of that. We have a few minutes to do that.
So we've mentioned this before, but acceptance of the cycles that a person, a self, goes through, and acceptance of the cycles around you. Almost all these are going to start with the word acceptance. Okay. Mm-hmm. So accepting your own individual cycles, noticing your own patterns, and beginning to expect them instead of being surprised by them all the time or disappointed by them all the time. So if you know, like, oh, at this time of the month, I get really short of temper, the more you expect it and the less it surprises you, the more you can work with it and not chastise yourself for having a shift, but instead understand who you are and embrace it. And of course, that goes for other things besides anger. Acceptance of their awesomeness or divinity, right? So people actually coming into knowing how amazing they are. And I'm just going to plug in my computer real quick, Sharon. Excuse me.
Are you losing power?
Apologies there.
That's okay.
So really accepting how amazing they are. And this really rubs up against something if you've been taught to be humble, right?
And usually that humble is not the get rid of being a braggart, but it's the interpreted as, oh, I'm not good enough.
Right.
Yeah.
People are walking around thinking they're not good enough, or they can't say anything good about themselves. And if they can't say it to other people, then they can't even think it inside their heads. And so you've got a whole world of people walking around only thinking negative things about themselves because that's what they were trained to do. And that just, that
you're
really
definitely not going to be in alignment with that. So one of the things that the ways I sort of see it, and tell me if, and we just have a couple of minutes here, is getting those human thoughts, the ones that limit you, out of the way. So then the flow of spirit can come through you.
Yes.
And we did a show last month on allowing. So just, you know, you say acceptance, I think allowing's right in there.
Oh, absolutely. And it's getting the harmful human thoughts or the limiting human thoughts out of the way. We have some human thoughts which are really exciting, ideas and inspiration. And
That's
our human brain, you know, and we need to embrace those.
And creativity and,
But actually embracing how amazing you are and saying it.
Right.
To yourself and out loud is a big one. And then the last one here is the willingness to be wrong, or seeing your desire to control, like being aware when that desire creeps up. And instead of letting it drive the bus, you go, ooh, I feel myself really wanting to be in control right now. How else could I approach this? So this sort of willingness to be wrong or see or do things differently.
Yes, and that, again, that conditioning of control has really put us in a box. Mm. And we only get certain responses back if we're always acting a certain way. So that really limits our whole experience.
Right.
And that maybe, that's that willingness to be wrong is the humility, isn't it?
Well, right. That's a funny thing, right? If we could just redefine humility, you want to be humble? Great. Allow yourself to be wrong. You know,
right.
But allow yourself to be great too.
Perfect. I love that. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, Lizzie is going to lead us in a meditation to open to more magic in our lives. And please, please, please don't drive while we do this meditation. It will be both on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will put a link on both my website and Lizzie's. And we'll tell you about that in a bit, but we'll take a short break now. We'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Rose with me tonight. You can find her on magicisreal.org, and she has a free gift for you there. Make sure you use the code Maximum Medicine. And for the next few minutes, she's going to take us on a short meditation to open to more magic. Now, just a reminder, please do not drive, and this will be uploaded on her website and on mine, so you can do it over and over. But anyway, Lizzie, you ready to go? Take us away.
I am. So for your meditation, choose a position that allows you to relax. So either sitting up with your back supported so it can be nice and straight, or lying down flat on your back if that's comfortable for you. However, you can really just relax. And we're just going to start by letting your eyes close and letting your breath begin to take over in your awareness. So that means maybe you're elongating your breath a little bit, or maybe you're just noticing it. Maybe just noticing where you feel it in your body. So just being with your breath. Either following it along in your body or guiding it to a place in your body where you want it to go. Maybe noticing places where you are holding tension in your body and inviting a little bit of openness by directing your breath there. Maybe releasing tension from the shoulders or the belly, the jaw, the forehead, neck. We're going to begin to guide the breath up and down the center channel of the body. So just imagining your breath flowing from the tip of your tailbone all the way up to the crown of your head on the inhale, and then exhaling it back down to the tailbone. A few like that. And then we're going to bring the earth in. So as you breathe in, you're actually breathing in now from the earth up into the tailbone, all the way up into the crown. And then you're breathing out from the sky all the way down through the crown and into the earth. And so we're going to keep now inviting the earth and the sky into your breath process and feeling the earth come into the heart. Feeling the sky come into the heart. And if you're not feeling these things or you don't know what to do, just imagine it. It actually works wonders. That's part of the magic. And now allow your breath to be focused in the heart. Feeling the heart begin to expand. And feeling the solar plexus below the heart also begin to expand. Somewhere in this space of the solar plexus and the heart, there is a spark of light that really is your soul's essence. It's who you really are, why you're really here. And I want you to bring your breath to that spark, wherever you imagine it might be living in your body, and let your breath expand the light of that spark. So as you breathe, this light of your soul's essence gets bigger. And it begins to fill your entire body. Every cell has this light. And the light becomes so big that it doesn't even fit in your body anymore, and it begins to fill your energetic field, the space surrounding your body. And so just breathing this light, feeling it bathe you. And now imagining anything that it may be giving you trouble, causing you concern in your life. You can either bring that into your light field or extend your light field out so far that it holds those things too. And so we're just practicing bringing your true soul's essence, this magic that is already inside you, to your world and to the things that you interact with. Letting them be in your light. And this is not a meditation that needs to stop when you go out into the world. This feeling of your light is something that you can take with you into every interaction, into every situation. You do not have to have your eyes closed to do it. All you need to do is to be able to feel that little spark and enhance it and expand it with your breath. So just take another minute to really feel that light of your soul's essence of who you really are. It doesn't have to be clear to you in words. The feeling is what we're after. And if you imagine something that's giving you concern coming into that light, how does it shift? How does it transform? Is there some place in your body that's been aching that wants some extra light? Send the light there. Let the light take over your brain. Take over your eyes. Take over your heart. It's just you. It's nothing outside you. It's just your truth. And now you can start to deepen your breath, bringing your awareness back to your physical body, but not losing that light, not losing the feeling of who you really are. And you can open your eyes and join us back here. Hopefully you're feeling a little bit, if not a lot more magical than you were a few moments ago, minutes ago.
So thank you so much, Lizzie.
Oh, you're welcome.
What really struck me was the ability that's exerting connection with your outside world.
Yeah.
And putting you in alignment, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, it's really good to work on the internal. And, you know, everybody has stuff that needs to get worked out in order to really come to that peaceful place. But if you can't bring it to your outside world, it doesn't make that much of a difference in your experience. So, you know, I think really the key is you got to work on whatever you need to work on the inside in order to find that balance, find that alignment, allow that magic. And then you've got to find a way to bring it out into the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. So everyone, just a reminder, I'm Doc Martin and you're on Maximum Medicine Radio. And my friend Lizzie Rose has been with us. And her website is magicisreal.org. And she does have a free gift for you when you get on her website. She'll do a free 20-minute reading for you. Just use the code MAXIMUMMEDICINE, all capitals, to get that benefit. And Lizzie, thank you so much for being here.
Sharon, thank you so much for having me.
It's been really fun. And everybody, that video will be uploaded and on the Transformation Talk Radio website. And the meditation will be there, and it'll be also on Lizzie's and my websites. So Nate, how are we doing? Are we closing up time? Are we coming to the end? Mm-hmm. Okay. So good night, everyone. Thank you so much for being here with us. I'm Doc Martin. This is Maximum Medicine Radio. And our guest was Lizzie Rose tonight. Lizzie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing. About yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.